Jordan Hicks and Chris Maridos? Any updates on them?
Yeah, both of those guys are got evaluated this morning. In Maragos' case, we still need a few more tests, I guess to put it that way, to just get some more information on him. Jordan's going to be okay, and we'll expect him this next week in practice.
Are you surprised at your defense? I mean, so many guys contributing. I mean, the linebackers with all the tackles and, you know, just everybody. Young DBs stepping up.
Yeah, you know, it's as I said after the game, it's just a credit to the players, the coaching staff for getting those guys ready to play, and you know, I don't think I've been a part of a team that's had as many injuries on the defensive side, or at least one side of the ball. That's the next man up mentality, and guys are filling in and stepping in, doing a nice job. We got some young players that are playing a lot of minutes right now, and then you know, in Nigel's case, felt like probably his best game to date. You know, he and Michael Kendricks both, you know, going back and watching the tape, those guys are flying around, they're making plays, and that's what we got to have out of that group.
Can you walk us through the decision to go for the 2-point conversion? How much did the time in the game, was the third quarter factor into it, and then how much was the score factor into it?
Yeah, it really wasn't. The percentages, obviously, in that situation are favorable to the offense. It's like a 60-40, you know, success rate. That's the first thing. And that to me, is almost a no-brainer, you know, to go for it. The time where we were in the game, if it was the first quarter, I probably would have done the same thing. Fourth quarter, probably done the same thing. You know, and just felt comfortable with the way our offense had been running the ball at the time. You know, and now it's at the 1-yard line, obviously, and not the 2 because of the penalty. And so great execution. And it was just a great run, nice little cutback run, and got in the end. And plus the extra point, you never know later in the game if that point's going to be a factor. So it worked out in our favor.
When the second and goal, when Carson kind of like lowered his shoulder and tried to get in, I mean, what kind of goes through your mind? I mean, do you kind of like admire his toughness for willing to take on a hit, or do you kind of hope he's, you know, goes?
Well, down? At the time, I thought he was going to score, quite honestly. You don't really want your starting quarterback to lead with your throwing shoulder, but I understand too the situation and him trying to get in the end zone, and there was a lane at the time, but obviously in this league, I mean, everything closed fast, you know. But could he have gone lower? Sure, but at the same time, I think he just saw the end zone and was trying to get in.
Guys on the team kind of respond to that you know, you're willing to
take a
shot.
Yeah, I think they do. I think and it's not just so much just those types of play. I mean, just standing in the pocket and staring down blitzes and still delivering the football, which he did, you know, in the game last night. I mean, those are also signs of toughness and those resonate throughout your football team, and guys see that and guys respond and really want to play for somebody that can, especially your quarterback who can stand in there and take the punishment and at the same time deliver a, you know, 16-yard throw down the middle of the field.
Are you done with the left guard rotation?
Am I done with it?
Yeah,
Wiz has played the last couple games, has played extremely well. I'll tell you this, last night's game, because of all the – we're on a short week – all the blitzing that was going on, all the line stunts that were going on, the decision to stick with Wiz was, let's let one guy see it all instead of rotating two guys. And then you understand what I'm saying? Now a different guy's having to see something else, where now Wiz is seeing – Wiz is playing good too, by the way. So just felt like having one guy in there with all the line games and the blitzing that was going on in last night's ball game just allow him to see that more and more helped us later in the ballgame.
Doug, are you planning on sending anything to the league in respect to the number of penalties that were called against you and the disparity there?
You know, every week our protocol is to go through and watch the game. John Ferrari helps out there, and we look at the game and whether it was a call against us or maybe a call that wasn't made that we felt like should have been made. You know, we send those in. We send those clips into the league office, and you know, every team does this on a Monday, which is, you know, today for us is like a Monday. But And I just want to get clarification. That's all we're trying to do, and just trying to see if there was something that whether the penalty should have happened or shouldn't have happened. You know, so that's just protocol, and we'll do that. You know, over the weekend.
It doesn't seem like an isolated disparity, however, with this officiating crew. In fact, the last four games that they have officiated Eagles games, it's been 40-8 disparity. Yeah. Is that something that you guys have noticed and plan to alert the league about?
Well, I think the league is aware of it. You know, I'm not going to get into all that. I mean, it's just we have to do a better job. We have to coach it and not be, you know, we can't be getting these flags if they are. And then listen, a lot of them were legit. I mean, I'm not saying they weren't. I mean, a lot of the flags last night were legit calls. So, you know, so we got to do a better job there. But, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it is what it is. But moving forward, you know, we can't worry about it. Bottom line, we won the game. We figured out how to do that, and that's the bottom line.
As you get back to practice next week, Sidney Jones is eligible to start practicing. Has a decision been made yet on if he's going to practice?
It hasn't, and you know, again, keep the message the same with him. I don't want to rush him back. You know, he's still doing a good job with his rehab and his conditioning, and again, want to make sure that he's fully cleared, you know, medically before we stick him back out on the field.
How about Darby? You seem to indicate that this Redskins game was the target date.
Yeah, Darby's been doing well. You know, he's been running a little bit more now. You know, again, it's he's another one that could be close, but at the same time, want to just make sure he's 100%. We've got some guys that are, you know, like Jalen Watkins is getting healthy now, getting him back, and you know, so we're getting some more depth there. So I don't want to rush any of these guys back without them being fully helped, you know, fully healed.
Sorry, had Darby been traveling before this week? I noticed him at the game, or is that something that you're trying to
get him? A couple of the guys that would probably have been ruled out, we traveled them so they could get their treatment and rehab on the road because the time off this weekend. So I wanted to make sure they got their rehab and their conditioning in before next week.
After practice, do we know that?
You know, as of right now, probably not. But again, he's close, and you know, we'll see next Monday when they get back where he's at again, and just making another evaluation at that time.
After watching the film, how do you think Big B held up on the right side after the Peppers play early? But
yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. He took just a bad set line on the sack, and he learned from it, obviously. You know, the hard way, but hey, listen, Peppers is a great player, but he settled in. He did some nice things after that. You know, trust his technique, trust his fundamentals, and you know, did a nice job. So it's great to see again a young player step in on a short week and you know, play against a fine defensive end like he did, and it just gives us a lot of confidence moving forward with him.
Aguilar's 24-yard touchdown. He got matched up against Shaq Thompson in the slot. Were they doing that earlier in the game? Was that just a disadvantage to them that you guys tried to exploit on that particular play?
No, it's something they've shown that on film. They play a lot of base personnel to, you know, to zebra or 11 when we got three receivers on the field. They've done that in their past, and you know, Shaq's a tremendous athlete, obviously, and very gifted, can run. Physical, you know, linebacker, plays a lot like a nickel DB, and just so happened that he thought Nelson was gonna great move at the top of the route. He juked him to the outside, and he bit on the play, and then Nelson broke inside, and Carson made a very accurate throw for the rest of the touchdown. So, but that's something they've shown even leading up to the game.
When did you know Fletcher was gonna play? Was this something you guys talked about before the game?
Well, you know, we sort of eased him into practice during the week. Again, short week. Wanted to make sure that he was 100% going into the game, or as close to 100%, and he felt good. I wasn't going to jeopardize him or any, you know, with a lot of season ahead of us. And so eased him in Monday. Tuesday gave him a few more reps, and then really on Wednesday he felt comfortable enough to give it a go. And so, you know, it was still going to come down to a game time just to see, because you never know what can happen when you travel or whatever, different things pop up. But, on Wednesday he was feeling pretty good. So I was very hopeful that he was going to be able to go, and he did, and did a nice job.
So what's Wendell's status? I mean, do you expect to have him back in practice next week?
Yeah, Wendell's doing really good. He's, he's another one that, we took on the trip and rehabbed him and got him some more treatment stuff. Again, he's another one that on Monday when they get back in, we'll evaluate. He's close. I'll tell you, he's close. And then on Tuesday, when the players are in the building, we'll see. He's got some time now to rest, but I would anticipate him maybe doing a little something next week, in practice, but not 100% yet with him. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's going to lead up to game time again with him. He is feeling much better. He's been running, doing those things, but it's going to be a game time.
How about Matt Hollins? Some of the catches he made and key points in the game. You got young rookie working in there. Was that something? Was that a plan going in?
Yeah, it is a plan to get he and Marcus Johnson both. Marcus had a nice catch on the sideline during the game. Mac had a couple of catches, and it's good to see our young receivers step up in big contests, big games, and make plays. And both of them did a nice job in this game, and could see their roles increase. It just gives added depth, and it gives a chance for Alshon, Torrey, Nelson at times to take a breather. And Carson has a lot of confidence in both those guys.
At 5-1, there's obviously a lot of excitement and expectations about this team. How do you manage that with the players? What's your message to them? How do you, guard against success?
Well, it's tough. It's a fine line because these, the players are, they're gonna read and they're gonna listen to all the media outlets on TV and stuff and just hear how people are talking about them and saying how good and how great they are. But I got to keep it real too, and that comes from me. And we're winning these games, but there's a lot to fix, a lot to correct. As well, it's not, never perfect, obviously. Bottom line is we do want to win the game, but at the same time, I've got to keep them focused and grounded on some of the situational stuff. Still, we got to eliminate the big play on defense. We got to get better in the red zone on offense, and just keep working in those areas. We weren't as good on third down. Last night, so we got to keep working that area. So. Just keeping them focused and detailed on those specific areas.
Nelson's ability after the catch, what kind of dynamic has that brought to
we'll start again.
Nelson's ability to run after the catch? What has that dynamic brought to the slot position for you guys?
Well, yeah, he's so Nelson's very explosive, and early in the game he made a nice inside move behind Shaq Thompson. Carson hit him early in the game, I think on the first drive, and he was able to explode and gain some positive yards. Then on the touchdown run or touchdown catch, once he caught the ball, he saw just nothing but green grass. Very explosive in there, and that's beneficial for a slot receiver to have that kind of breakaway speed and two great plays by him. Just got to keep him coming.
How do you treat this week now? Because it's an unusually long time period between almost like a mini bye week. How do you go about it?
Yeah, guys that are injured and the guys that are nicked up, obviously, will get their treatment, and it's a mandatory deal with them. They got to get their treatment and rehab before they can get out of town if they elect to, and really just give them the weekend off and let them rest and really think about the first 6 weeks. Get away from the coaches and just treat it as a mini bye a little bit, and then get back in here on Monday, Tuesday, and get focused again on a task at hand. We've got three really good, exciting games coming up before our official bye, all at home, so it'll be an exciting week. Looking forward to it.
What are you going to do? Are you going to start Washington prep right away?
We'll wait till after this game, this week, Sunday night, and because it's a common opponent division, opponent game, we've got a lot of film, a lot of tape, and We'll start looking at him a little bit today. I'm also going to give the coaches some time, too, to spend the weekend with their families and rejuvenate and get ready for next week.
You said before the start of the season that one of the great questions every year is how the new pieces are going to assimilate and what that'll look like. To what do you attribute sort of the way that it has gone sort of seamlessly with a lot of new pieces integrating in and getting off to the hot start?
Yeah, I think it's one. It's how well that new piece just embraces their role on the team, and then how we as coaches see these pieces being used in the offense or defensive plan. And I can tell you that it's on offense with LeGarrette and with Alshon and Torrey and these guys that have come in, even Kenyon now, just they don't feel like. That they don't feel like they need the ball every time. This is a team sport, and everybody does their job. The success rate goes up. Same way on defense. You're seeing Tim Jernigan. You're seeing Patrick Robinson, who's played extremely well the last couple of games. You're seeing these guys, step up and just build on what was already here. And that's the important thing is anytime you get new guys on your roster, it's the veteran presence around them. It's the guys that are already here, how they embrace them and say, hey, this is how we do things around here. And it's just been a pleasant surprise, obviously, to have all those pieces working and gelling all at the same time.
One of those new pieces, Patrick Robinson, two more big plays yesterday. What has he meant to this team?
Well, he's like I said, he's played extremely well these last couple of games, and it's just another veteran player, And as corner was an issue for us coming out of last season, and he's really embraced the position, playing inside and outside, and he's never really done that before, and we've asked him to play both spots, and he's playing at an extremely high level. He's playing a lot of confidence right now, and the other thing too is. Schematically, it's not Jim's philosophy too is it's not a very complicated or overly complicated scheme. So what I mean by that is it just allows the guys to play fast and play clear-headed and clear-minded and just make plays. And he's done that and done a nice job these first 6 weeks. All right. Thanks, guys.